This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for His mercy, His blessing and the love that Allah has put into all of us that we are together in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month. The month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for all of us a lot of extra blessing, mercy, and forgiveness. Firstly, we'd like to convey the warm salam from our fellow Muslim members of Qatar to all of us here, inshallah. Brothers and sisters, I do believe that the month of Ramadan is a special month for every one of us. It's easy for us to get together. Even somebody who is so far away, they may come all the way for the month of Ramadan. Now, what is important before I continue? There are very important issues that a lot of Muslims are very careless about it. Ramadan is something considered the middle of the pillar of Islam. It is not the first, it's not the second. The first pillar of Islam is very clear, is the Shahadatain. Without that, Ramadan have no value. If a person do not accept Allah as the one true God and worship Him alone, then Ramadan have no value on you. It's just diet you get. Alhamdulillah, maybe lost weight here and there. That's all. Shahadatain is where our Prophet ﷺ and all the early Prophet focus on. We all have made Shahada, alhamdulillah. Now, after the first pillar of Islam, we know the second one is Salah. There are three things I like to share first before I continue the rest in the coming night. Number one, a lot of people still are not alert about the do and don't before Salah. As an individual, not as a jama'ah. We know that salat have his rukun, pillars, have wajibat, has the sunnah. All your prayer will have no value in the eye of Allah, will not be valid if the salah is being performed without Tuma'anina. Without tertib, the two T. Tuma'anina and tertib. Tuma'anina means every movement you must really stop all your organ, all your limbs must stop. You don't rush. Tertib, what comes first, and what comes second, third, and fourth, that is tertib. I share with you one of the simple tertib about Ramadan. Qiyamu Ramadan, according to the sunnah of our Prophet, will be started. It will start after sunnah. Isha Ba'diyah. Some people are cutting short, they say, but that can be done later on. After Isha, immediately Qiyam Ramadan. Traweh. No. Qiyam only come later on. This is the third tip. The important thing for meal, inshallah, we don't have that problem here most of the time, is so that you have long hair and you like to tie your hair. You are not supposed to tie your hair when you are performing solah. You have to untie it. Because the Prophet forbid us to do that. This is also another rule. A lot of people are not aware. For the men, it is not a recommended sunnah to keep your hair long. Yeah, the Prophet does it once in the blue moon, because when he was traveling for a long time, they don't even have time to cut their hair. But I highly recommend to keep your hair tidy, neat. But if you have long hair and you tie your hair, you should untie it before you start your prayer. So the hair will always prostrate with you. It's a command from the Prophet. The second thing is about what the Prophet said again, لا يصلين أحدكم بثوب واحد وليس على أتقيه شيء. A man cannot perform prayer with one garment, just cover the aura below, but no second garment cover the shoulder blade. Your shoulder blade is also an aura. That's why even you wear ihram, the man, when you pray, you must cover your shoulder. Even you're in ihram, you cannot just uncover your shoulder blade, you can't do that. The Prophet forbid. Anything, Ya Allah, and the Prophet said no means no. But a lot of Muslims don't take these things serious. Even 1,400 years ago, the Prophet have mentioned all this ruling. First, second, third generation never fail to follow. But after that, we don't bother what the Prophet said. We just do what we like to do. That is the way we follow our religion today. You know why Allah wants us to fast? Of course, everybody are aware. Number one, we are Muslim. But when you become just a Muslim, must you fast? For a new Muslim, sometimes it's not easy for them to fast. They'll feel that fasting is like suffering, is torturing. That's why Allah never command Muslim to fast yet. In the beginning of Islam, never once Allah or the Prophet said fast. No. Fasting only start after the migration. After 13 years, the Prophet reinforced the iman until the Sahaba are ready to do what? Are ready to perform migration. Those who are in Makkah, none of them fast. Because migration after migration, then Allah confirmed these are the true believers who are ready to move. When Allah said move, when Prophet Muhammad said move, they are moving. Khalas. It's not easy. It's not easy to leave, abandon your loved one at home. The place that you love, Makkah to Medina. Those who have the iman, then Allah said, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam. There's no problem. They're ready. Alhamdulillah, we have iman. After become Muslim, you upgrade yourself to the second level to be a mu'min. Be a mu'min is the beginning. Yeah, to be a strong Muslim. To strengthen your iman, then the third level come, muhsin. That's why you have Islam, iman, ihsan. Islam, iman, ihsan. Ihsan, Allahu Akbar. A lot of people may read, memorize, understand, but they don't really I would say deep understanding is not there. Ihsan means a person who do everything purely for the sake of Allah. Whatever he is engaged in, he is aware that Allah see him. That's why you are praying alone or pray at home, wherever you are. You pray with commitment. You know Allah is looking at you. If this is how the Prophet showed us how to perform your prayer, that is how we want to perform our prayer. Whether you, wherever you are, you pray the way the Prophet ﷺ want you to perform the prayer. That's all. It's not when I'm in this environment, I do this. While I'm in another environment, I do another thing. That is not the way. Allah knows. Ihsan is the third level after Muslim, Mu'min, Muhsin. That means your intention is very clear. Anything you do, wherever you are, your intention is so pure, lillahi ta'ala. Not showing off. How you behave in front, that's how you behave behind. How you treat your friend in front, that's how you honor, respect him behind. That is very, very important. You can see sometimes, if you are praying alone, how you react. Are you very disciplined? Or you just move? Yeah, just like anyone, you just move as long as you move. This is something we must try our level best. This is the best training month. When you are in this month and you don't get what that Allah have offered us, that means you are considered a loser. There are people who the Prophet said, where Ramadan come in, Allah have offered you all the benefit, but you don't get any one of it, then there is a sign that we all have become a loser. That you know that your fast have no value. We don't want that to happen, brother and sister. I don't have the intention to prolong my first tazkirah tonight. I'm just recovering from vertigo, a severe attack on my ear again. But inshallah, we pray for everybody and we hope everybody will pray for us so that everybody is healthy, strong, so that this Ramadan become a better Ramadan for all of us. So I want everybody to have the ihsan first before I move you to taqwa. Yeah? Ihsan. You have Muslim, Mu'min, Muhsin, Muttaqin. So ihsan is something that will help everybody to be a very committed Muslim, Mu'min. Not only in the month of Ramadan you are committed to do sadaqah and all these good activities, but you will be ready to help anybody who need your help, especially the poor and the needy. And the program that I just came back is a very unique program. It's called, but it's in Arabic. It's called Wulidtu Min Jadid. Wulidtu Min Jadid. Meaning the whole program by Rayyan Television of Qatar is focused on I was born new. Only for reverts, scholars. Yeah. They have Abdurrahim Makati, Bilal Philip. You have the one from Germany, from France. Yeah. Only focus on reverts. How they feel when they became a Muslim. And how they feel towards people who are not yet Muslim. Of course, this kind of feeling is not easy to share. How can Muslim in Mecca in the beginning, in 23 years, the whole Mecca changed the landscape. Everyone who was a mushrikeen, they became Muslim. Just in 23 years. Because everyone who became Muslim participated in propagating Islam. Shared the message of Islam to their family, their friend. But how do they do it? They themselves set good example. They act on what they believe. Alhamdulillah. Why a lot of our friends are not yet a Muslim? People that are close to you, who are very good friends, but they don't know about Islam. Whose fault is that? Wulidtu min jadid. It's the fault of the Muslim. Because we don't care. So that's why this program is important for us to share the important message. At least raise up your hand in the month of Ramadan, O Allah. Give hidayah to all these people, my friend, my neighbor, my classmate, my roommates. Give them hidayah. We don't even do that. Can you imagine, brother and sister, how sad we feel? And you know what Allah said. The verses were recited by one of the imam today. Allah said, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينَ فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِ. Whoever choose other than Islam and they die with that. Whatever they have done, all the good deed will not be accepted by Allah. All the sadaqah, all the donation, anything they do, Allah will not accept. Allah said it and make it very clear. 1,400 years ago, this ayah was revealed. Can you imagine how sad they are? They do all the good deeds, but nothing is being accepted. وَهُوَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. They all be loser. This is just an example. I was just reminded again from my team about what we always do, feeding 500 families, number one, provide meal, food, essential for 12 months, to 500 verified family who we, our volunteers, have been working very hard, getting close to all these people and check on their background, make sure they are genuine, they have the right, yeah, for us to help them. And how do we do that, brother and sister? We do this so that we hope by doing this, and we have done that last year, last few years, and we have lifted them out from the poverty, empowered them, and now they become independent, some of them, alhamdulillah. Muslim, not yet Muslim also, we will look into the case by case. We help who really need the help. We hope everybody will also participate, because you know the Chinese always, when they meet up each other, the first thing they ask you is not about how are you. The first thing they ask you is, have you eaten? Why? Because once upon a time, Chinese are very poor. They only survive the minimum. So that's why when they meet somebody, first they ask you that. They know if you are poor, what is there to talk to you? What is there to advise you? We have to feed you first. So that's why Al-Qadim was established, because we believe in da'wah, and one of the most effective is through welfare activities. We care for others. We want everybody, I believe most of us have been supporting us. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah reward all of you kindly. And may Allah accept all the deeds that we have done and forgive all the sins that we have committed, especially in the month of Ramadan. And we know there's so many du'a that we can make what in the time of pre-dawn sahur and also before iftar. Don't forget all these important times where your prayer will not be unanswered by Allah. It will be accepted by Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And thanks again for your commitment, your consistency, being with us here. And we keep on praying. And our team, the GDO, also have been working very hard. Yeah, GDO is a global da'wah organization that we have a brainstorming for nearly more than 8 days in Langkawi this year. Yeah. The brainstorming is not like our normal kind of exercise. We go in 9 a.m., we come out 9 p.m. Yeah. That is the brainstorming that we have to go through, to look into how to make sure that we may be able, inshallah, the will of Allah, unite the ummah, minimize the division among the ummah. And my duty is more focused on how to prepare people to reach out to the not yet Muslim and the follow-up program. And that's what we are specialized in, yeah, in reaching out to the not yet Muslim and how to have a follow-up program, mutaba'ah. And may Allah, yeah, make all our mission a successful one, inshallah. And hope to see you from the coming night to come, inshallah. Yeah? Until then, wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana, walhamdulillah bil alamin, subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.